This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
I'm Mark Boulanger. In the UK on Saturday, October 18th, almost 90,000 people marched through the streets of London to demand a wage increase, a pay rise, for the country's workers, including an increase in the minimum wage. Francis O'Grady is the General Secretary of the UK's Trades Union Congress, the TUC.
People are just fed up. They've had enough. They can't cope and pay their bills when wages are still being cut.
The workers in Britain were supported by global union federations and national union centres all over the world. They sent solidarity messages to the British workers and tied the UK struggle for decent wages to their own national fights.
The world needs a pay rise. I'm Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the ITUC, the International Trade Union Confederation. We represent 180 million workers around the world. They know that indeed their economies, their families depend on just wages. The world is wage-led, and yet over the last three decades, we've seen workers robbed of wages that have gone to profits. We've seen inequality grow to the massive proportions that it's now not just an issue for the dignity of workers, but indeed for the global economy. You are standing up for justice, for the right for a minimum wage on which you can live, and indeed for collective bargaining. When we put back these income measures, along with social protection that guarantees people a civilised, secure environment, then we know it will make a difference. Just wages for workers in the UK, you have the support of the global union movement. Solidarity.
Solidarity, brothers and sisters. My name is Rich Trempka, and I'm the president of the American Federation of Labor, the Congress of Industrial Organizations, the AFL-CIO. On behalf of the 13 million working men and women of the American labor movement, I'd like to express our solidarity with our brothers and sisters in the UK in your efforts to call for an economic recovery that works for all Britons. Just like in the UK, working families here in the U.S. and worldwide need a pay raise. We see time and time again that the country's top earners continue to make their pockets fat while workers earning at or below the minimum wage are having trouble just making ends meet. Tell the government that it's working families who make the country stronger and more productive. Tell them that increasing the minimum wage doesn't damage job growth. In fact, it's the opposite. It causes job growth. U.S. workers are also taking to the streets to demand a raise in wages. So on both sides of the Atlantic, workers are unified in our struggle. On behalf of the American labor movement, we'll continue to support you in your efforts to achieve an economic recovery that works for all Britons. Solidarity.
I am Rosa Pavanelli, General Secretary of PSI, Public Services International, the global union organizing public services workers and promoting quality public services throughout the world. Our solidarity message goes to all the UK workers who are demonstrating today against the continuing pay freezes and caps while the cost of living is rising. It's a shame that 500,000 workers in the United Kingdom are paid less than the living wage, and more people are being forced into poverty.
My name's Ron Oswald. I'm the General Secretary of the International Union representing food, agricultural, hospitality, beverage workers around the world. We want to send greetings to all of you from our membership globally. We represent agricultural workers in the Global South who need a fair reward for their labour and they need a wage rise. Our service workers who face an assault on their rights, an assault through outsourced work, zero-hour contracts here in the UK, in the hospitality industry, they need a decent wage, they need a union, and they need a wage rise.
And that's it. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.